Cooney, and you're very welcome back to Open Book. I actually can't believe I'm saying this, but season 3 has wrapped up. I had so much fun chatting to so many amazing people, and season 4 is in the works, but there's a small matter of my wedding before the end of the year, so I'm going to be busy. Until then, I'm going to bring you some of my favourite moments from the last season. Coming into a season when we're all going to be indulging a little bit more, there's definitely going to be moments where we all will feel a little bit sluggish. And if you need some advice on where to improve your health or kind of help yourself feel a little bit better, I recorded an episode with health expert Una O'Hagan earlier in the year, and she explained the fascinating ways your gut health can actually impact so many other parts of your body. I learned so much from it.
Your gut fuels your entire body. So, you know, you need water and nutrition mm-hmm. to make you survive.
Yeah.
Okay. So we eat food and it is broken down by our gut, by our digestive system. And people think your gut is down here. It's not. It's from gum to bum. Like, mm-hmm. so it starts in your mouth all the way through to your anus. So in that whole digestive system, the food that you eat and the food that you choose to eat, I guess, really is fueling your entire body. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it fuels every other system in your body. Like, so your, whether it be your liver, whether it be your lungs, your cardiovascular system, your brain, mm-hmm. it all starts with your gut. Yeah. It all starts with the food that you eat
yeah.
and the nutrients that you choose. So it doesn't matter what illness or that you have, it all has to be linked back to how you're eating. Because that's the nutrients you're taking into your body to fuel your entire body.
Mm-hmm.
So I always say your gut health is the foundation of your health.
Mm-hmm.
If your gut health is not right, then you're not going to have good health elsewhere in every other system.
Yeah.
Yeah? And the frustrating thing for me in medicine is we have many different disciplines in medicine. So if you have a problem with your gut, you'll go to see a gastroenterologist. If you've got a problem with your skin, you'll go see a dermatologist. If you've got a problem, say, with your mental health, you'll go to see a psychiatrist. So these are different disciplines working in different systems in your body. But there's nobody, Louise, pulling it all together. There's nobody overseeing the whole thing. Does that make mm-hmm. sense? So, and all these systems are linked together. They don't work independently.
Like, do you find that you meet people who have problems with their gut and they have problems elsewhere as
100%.
Well?
100%. It always manifests somewhere else.
Really? Wow.
Always. It just doesn't stay in your gut. If you have inflammation in your gut, it will show up somewhere else in your body.
Right. Okay. Wow.
So it starts in your gut. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then that person, for some people, it'll show up in their skin and they'll have inflammation in their skin. Other people, it'll show up in their joints. Other people, in their liver. Other people, it might show up in their mental health. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it all starts with your gut. If you don't have your gut health right, then honestly, the rest of your body is off to a false start.
Yeah. What's the most common issues you see with people who have gut issues?
I would say probably skin is the most obvious
yeah.
because you can see it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it's the most common, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the impact with your gut, between your gut health and your mental health, is totally underestimated, because your gut is connected to your brain via the vagus nerve. We all have a number of cranial nerves, okay? So they come from your brain and they come as far as your shoulders, mm-hmm. okay? So one to your eyesight, your optical nerve, one to your ears, one to your taste buds. So they all come as far as your shoulders, yeah? Then you have the biggest cranial nerve that we have in our body, links your brain to your gut, and it's called the vagus nerve, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And from that, every other nerve goes out to every other system in your body, okay? So that vagus nerve is so important, yeah? It's called your gut-brain axis. And years ago, scientists thought, well, listen, if you got nervous and you stood on stage and you got butterflies in your stomach, that's because there was messages going from your brain to your gut to say, oh, I'm a bit nervous, mm-hmm. whatever, I have to run to the toilet.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be sick or whatever. But actually now what we've discovered is it's a two-way street, Louise.
Mm-hmm.
So your gut-brain axis, there's messages going down from your brain to your gut, but there's 5 times more messages going from your gut to your brain.
So how does that manifest?
So how it manifests is, if you have inflammation in your gut, you're going to have inflammation in your brain.
And what kind of mental health issues would you say?
Anxiety, depression.
Okay.
So if anybody who is neurodivergent, for example, has ADHD or ASD, you're going to have more inflammation in your brain and you're going to have more behavioral issues as a result of that. So it's the key underlying thing in all of this, Louise, is inflammation. Yeah, inflammation is the root cause of all disease, or it is. It shows up in every chronic illness. There is inflammation there somewhere. Why? Because your body's response to any kind of disease is an inflammatory reaction in your body. You all have these little tiny proteins called cytokines, and they can be pro-inflammatory or anti-inflammatory. And your body turns them on or off to say, oh, there's a virus over there, go and attack that. And so all the little cytokines say, white blood cells, go over there, quick, 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 attack that. And then it clears that. And then it goes, whoo, that's cleared. Okay, oh, there's something else over here. Go and attack that, whatever. That's your cytokines, your body's internal response saying, go clear this, go clear this, yeah? But the response that actually is created there is an inflammatory response, yeah? Mm. So if you have inflammation going on in your gut, you have inflammation elsewhere in your body. It just manifests in different places.
So, like, how are you supposed to figure that out unless people like you shouting about it? Because if I have a spot on my face, I'm never going to think it's because of something that, you know, something going on elsewhere in my body, you know?
Yeah.
Where is the best place to start, I suppose, to improve your gut health?
So I think the first thing to realize is to realize what is going on in your gut and to realize the importance of your microbiome. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand this. And the reason I think that people don't understand it
is... Can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
What is a microbiome?
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you asked that, because people say, oh gosh, I know that word, I should know what that means, but they don't ask actually. And so then they make this picture in their head what they think the microbiome is.
Yeah.
So your microbiome is it's a term that we use, Louise, to describe an ecosystem of bacteria, viruses, protozoa, and fungi. Okay. Now, they all live in and on your body, all over your body, right? There's bacteria, there's fungi, there's protozoa, and there's viruses living in and on you every day of your life, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, people say, oh, that's disgusting, right? Or it gives me the ick, yeah? Kind of like, ooh, really, all these bacteria? But these bacteria are really important, okay? They're really good for us. They live in us since we were generated, yeah? Back before time. They're on this earth longer than we are, okay? So most of your microbiome is actually bacteria, like over 90% of it. And over 90% of it live in your large intestine. So that's the lower part of your gut. You know, your gut starts, as I said, from gum to bum, right? So it starts in your mouth, goes down your esophagus, into your stomach, small intestine, large intestine, where your microbiome mainly is, down to your rectum, and then your anus, yeah?
Okay.
So most of the bacteria in your microbiome live in the large intestine. However, we have bacteria floating around in our eyeballs, like right now, they're floating around. They're in our scalp, in every orifice, in our mouth. They're all there for a reason. And
I've never been made more aware of that than this year with a toddler starting creche.
Yes.
I'm like these little things.
Yeah.
Every day coming home, he'd pick up anything at all. Any bad virus that was out there, he got it, you know.
Yeah. and you know,
they're there. Exactly. You can't see them.
You can't. And that's the thing. You can't see them. And because you can't see them, you don't give them any credence to what they do.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, Louise, there are more bacteria in us than there are human cells.
Wow.
There's 33 trillion bacteria in us, and we have, on average, 30 trillion human cells. So we are more bacteria than we are human, yeah?
Wow.
And if you take red blood cells out of that equation, because there's no nucleus in red blood cells, and so there's no DNA, we are over 90% bacteria.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.